those holidays when they were little, the girls were, Justine was talking to them about who's scarier when they're angry,
mm-hmm.
like mum or dad, and they're like, oh, dad. And Noelle said, oh, it depends on the situation. But then they're like, oh, there was one time in the holidays, this must have been, they were like at our old house, so, you know, over 6 years ago, where like they were like, oh, where dad lost it and we asked for food and he was like, will you stop asking for food? And he took all the food out of the cupboard and started throwing it at us. And Noelle said, yeah, a packet of marshmallows hit me in the head. And
that's true.
And Giles
said,
And Giles said, do you remember doing that? And I'm like, no, I don't have a distinct memory of it, but it sounds like something I would have done by the end of the holidays, of them just constantly asking me for food and can we have this and can I have that? And I was probably cleaning or doing something where they, or I had taken, what more than likely would have happened was we'd been out and I'd got them whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
And we got home and Violet had probably said, can I have this? And I said, no. And she cracked it.
Yeah.
That's more than likely what would have happened. But yeah, that sounds like something. That's where I usually was by the end of the holidays with them. It's just like, oh my, I cannot handle another request.
Yeah. You're like, just take the marshmallows.
You want food? Yeah. Oh, take it all. Yeah, that sounds like me.
Like tinned food.
Peaches. Baked beans. Just pegging it at him. Yeah. So that was, yeah. I don't know if that's happened recently, but, you know, most of the time they're like, oh, when they get, when your
and
parents.
Now you want to see them more. Now
yeah.
you want them to talk to you
yes,
more.
Yes, I want them to talk
funny?
To me more.
Yeah.
But when your parents, they're like, yeah, but most of the time it's funny. And I'm like, yeah, good. They're at that stage now where anytime your parents are angry, you've got to try not to laugh at them, which can happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. It's pretty funny to realize, like, oh yeah, that's a memory that they'll laugh about in future.
I have this very. Are you recording
yeah.
this? Oh. Don't include this.
Okay.
I have this.
All right, I'm talking to Emily again. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
This is our yearly tradition, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I think this is our fourth, if you want to label it a series, it must be the fourth one.
Yeah.
Because yeah. we do it every...
pregnant. And then one, two...
It's probably
yeah.
it's probably when you're pregnant with a newborn.
Yeah. And one.
One, two. Oh, this will be the fifth.
Yeah.
Now
this
you're...
This will be 3 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, now your son's turning 3 in
yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I wanted just to... ask you a specific question,
sure.
which occurred to me yesterday. Are you friends with me because of this podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's a coincidence that we met around the same time I started doing this.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? 2013, I want to say, which is a long time ago.
It is a long time ago.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Just think that year 9
yeah,
class.
That's
yep.
This is exactly why we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so. You're like, hey, that guy's got
from
a podcast.
The fame and fortune.
Fame and fortune.
That this podcast has afforded
I know
me.
How you've, yeah, you've siloed all of this
yeah.
into
the
career opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Absolutely.
So I wanted, I'm confronting you with a few things that have happened. Yeah, so earlier this year as well, you're on the way to Moderation Day. And you sent me a text.
I think it was a voice. Was
oh, it was a
voice.
A voice note.
Yeah.
Yes. And the voice note said, "Hi, I'm going to miss you today because we're not at the same system, so we don't meet each other twice a year on these stupid days that we have to go to." And he said, "I realized today that I am the same age that you were when we met." And then, what did that make you realize? That you're very old.
Well, because when we met, I thought...
I was 80.
I thought you were the same age as my parents.
Yeah. Yeah. And your dad's, what, 20 years older than me? Is that right?
He's like 65.
Yeah, he's 20 years older. I remember
yeah.
you telling me that. Yeah,
yeah,
you're the same age as my dad. How old's your dad? 54.
I'm so sorry.
And I was 34 with like a 2-year-old
yeah.
and a 5-year-old.
It's just the sleep deprivation, you know? It doesn't do anyone any favours. In the aging department.
No, that's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
So now you're 34. Mm. Are all the things that I prophesied coming back to you?
I'm not 34 yet.
You're not, see? Are you sure?
27.
You look 34.
Thank you. I feel about 103. So.
Yeah. You're the same age as my parents, yeah. Aren't you? So what do you know at 34 about being 34 that when you were 23 seemed so far away?
Well, we just had a really long conversation about financial advice.
We really should have recorded that.
Yeah, well, Noelle just up and left.
Yeah, right.
Midway
so.
Through.
Banking, financial advising, tax.
Just all of that adult stuff.
It's
that
so boring.
Yeah, it is.
But it's not... The weird thing is we had that conversation. We both knew it was boring.
Yeah.
We're not having it to be like, wow, what an amazing conversation.
Yeah.
It's to actually get... The boring part is that you actually need some information, right?
I also think I find it quite reassuring that you are slightly older than I and you also don't 100% know what's going on in that department either. Like, you're a proper adult. You own your own home.
Yeah.
You know, you do adult stuff and you don't know how it works either. And that makes me feel better because it just feels like this whole other language that people are speaking about super and tax and mortgages, and it's all really scary.
How do you feel when people do know what they're talking about?
You know, I feel like they're a proper adult.
Yeah, I want to care, but I just can't.
Oh, I'm impressed. I'm really impressed when people talk about their... You know, investments, and they all sound really like, you know, like they know exactly what they're doing. Maybe they're just making it up.
I mean, maybe, but again, I want to feel that way. I want to be impressed, but I'm not. I just go, can we just talk about stupid things?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's never enjoyable.
But don't you feel like you have some friends who are the same age as you, but they are more adult? Like proper adults?
Oh, that's
Do you
a
feel
good
like
question.
That?
I don't have any adult friends.
Yeah.
I think that's what I've done is cultivate
friends.
Or if they start to talk about that, I'm quite good at directing.
You derail it.
Yeah. I don't, whatever. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
So when I think about who my best friends are, there's no adults there. They may have more of a concept of financial planning and stuff. I don't want to know about it. That's not part of what I want from them, I guess.
Yeah.
And if they started telling me like that, it sounds, I don't know, it always feels a bit like a cult or like a pyramid scheme, like you should do this. And I don't know, it's just the effort.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the financial advisor that I speak to once a year, he could just be rorting me blind and I'd be like, sure, I'll sign that. Can we hurry up? Yeah. Do you want to meet in person or online? Oh, definitely online. I'm very busy. I've got to go and get dinner soon.
The second tab
the just
computer,
watching sport highlights that's the age difference, isn't it? But what I prophesized to you all those years ago was that one day you would be 34 and one
I'm
day
still not 34.
No, I said one day you'll be 34,
just so everyone's clear.
Why are you like, we've got to make, you can't be 34
I'm not
yet.
34.
You cannot be 34
I actually
yet.
Had to text my mum this year and say, how old am I turning this year? Is it 33 or 34? Because I have this thing about, this mental block. I cannot be turning 34.
Right. So you didn't have a similar reaction to turning 30.
No.
But 34.
34, I don't know. It's mid-30s.
I get it.
Basically, mid-30s.
So I'm 46 in October, but for some reason...
You're nearly 50.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's my thing. I'm like, I'm nearly 40.
But at 34, you're nearly 40, But turning 46, fine.
Yeah.
But for some reason, next year turning 47...
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But maybe...
It's hard to comprehend.
Yeah, that's old. I mean, my brother just turned 50.
Yeah.
That's weird, having a 50-year-old brother. My mum just turned 75.
Yeah,
I thought it would stop.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I thought maybe aging would stop by now, but it just seems to keep on going.
Yeah.
So you are determined not to be 34.
Oh, I just feel like 34 is...
Talking about tax.
Grown up.
Yeah.
And also, there's a whole lot of stuff, I think. Part of it is that I have this, you know, obviously I've got a child, and a lot of the stuff around having a child at the age that I did, I was nearly 30 when I had Finn.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks off being 30 or something. But then, you know, 35 is when you become a, you know, it's a geriatric.
Oh, geriatric, that's right, yeah.
And so then I feel like all this pressure, if I want to have another baby,
right.
to kind of fit it in there before I'm 35, so people don't say mean things to me in the hospital. But
what are the mean things you think they'll say?
Well, you know, that I'm old and...
I think
that's it. That's really it. That's, like, it. That's the whole.
They're like, wow, you're good being 35 and having a baby. Well done, you,
well, my,
geriatric.
My SLC told me that, so she had a baby at 34 and 37, I think she said. And she said the way that people responded to her in the hospital, different at those two different ages, and like the way that people spoke to her throughout her pregnancy in terms of medical staff was really different. They were a lot more kind of cautious,
right, when you're geriatric.
37 doesn't seem like that old, but
no, and I would imagine more, I mean definitely more and more people are having children later anyway. But the fact that it's called a geriatric pregnancy is really, they need to change that.
Yeah,
they really need to change that. I mean, I thought geriatric was in your 70s, like my parents are geriatrics. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
So the clock is ticking so you don't get people calling you old in the hospital.
Well, and I also, I don't know, like, they're obviously, that term geriatric pregnancy comes from somewhere. Like, after you turn 35, your eggs start disintegrating. I don't know what happens, like, what is happening in your body that people are like, oh, dear, you
quick,
know.
Quick.
Exactly. It feels, you know, time sensitive.
I also love the fact that you have to ask how old you're turning this year. When you were born in 1990,
I know, the math is really
the math
easy.
Is super
it's
easy.
Really easy, but I think in my head I was like,
you just
wanted, I cannot possibly be.
You just wanted
34.
Your mum to say 33, darling,
yeah,
and then every year,
again.
Every year 33. That's weird to be. That's your cutoff, 34.
Yeah,
I can't wait to speak to you next year when you're like
nearly 35.
Oh my god, I'm practically 50.
Yeah.
I'm turning 35. I'm
it's
nearly 70.
It's all downhill from here.
I'm halfway to 70. I mean, that's Justine says things like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're 45, that's halfway to 90.
That's a good
I'm like,
inning, so
but
I
it also takes 45 years.
To
like,
get there.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a short time, but it's also a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. The aging thing with numbers is always weird, what you get blindsided by.
I know. I don't know if we've already had this conversation, but I also really feel the age thing with teaching.
Okay.
Because, so obviously when I start, I don't know if we've already talked about this, but like when I started and I was much closer in age to
the students
than
yeah.
my colleagues,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at a college, I guess the average age of the teachers mm-hmm. is a little bit older, but now I'm not as close in age and a lot of my references don't land and they don't really know what I'm talking about sometimes and I don't know what they're talking about and... They're listening to all this music, but I feel like an old person.
Yeah, right.
Because
happens quickly.
I'm really out of the loop in terms of.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about anything on TikTok and stuff like that. So
the references is interesting because it's happened so quickly, right? You're like, oh, I use this reference
now,
that works. And then they just look at you like, huh.
From the olden days.
And then they'll start telling you about an old movie that they saw and you're like, yeah, when was that from? They'll say like 2009 and you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, there was a student walking down the corridor the other day in a Green Day
mm-hmm.
hoodie.
Yeah.
And her friend was like, oh, I really like your jumper. And she was like, thanks. Apparently it's a band.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah, there's always that where they're wearing
oh,
a badge
dear.
And you're like, oh, you like Joy Division. They're like, oh, I just got it from Kmart. And you're like,
yeah, well, your daughter's wearing a Blondie t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who Blondie is?
Oh, you can ask her afterwards.
Okay.
I mean, we played her some Blondie, but
okay.
she just likes the shirt. It says Blondie in New York. She's like, yeah, I'm all in for that.
Yeah, fair.
I think she likes the style of it.
Yeah, Harry's pretty cool.
Debbie Harry is pretty cool. I think we've definitely shown her... some, but mm-hmm. if you asked her, like, what's your favorite Blondie song?
Yeah.
Name three Blondie songs.
Yeah.
She would go, I don't know, any
yeah.
of those. But, yeah, a lot of it is that reference. But it swings back now that I teach students who are the same age as my daughter.
Oh, okay.
So my references can be super specific. Like, they can be ABC for kids shows from 2014, and you just watch everyone in the room be like, oh, yeah, remember this. And they just immediately are like... their references are the same as hers. Plus,
that makes sense.
Their references are the same. I still don't know what they mean.
Mm.
But the same things that they talk about and reference kids at school are talking about, I'm like...
Mm-hmm. You okay. could come home and ask the girls, though.
Yeah, I can come
what
home.
What does this mean? You can translate this for me.
I tend not to, because it's, you know, it's bad for your image. Justine's the type that's like 4 months later says, do you know this... what this means, and you're like, and then watch the girls like, oh my god, mum.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I know what that is. How do you know? Because they're 12 and students are 12.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know what it means, but I know what it is. I have no idea where it comes from, or but I have no interest. Mm-hmm. The hard part is when you see teachers who are trying to keep up, where they're all their they start researching things so they can be up to date. You just got to let it happen.
Yeah.
What do you want them to be like? You're cool. You're 33 and cool.
No. Yeah. No.
It's not what it's meant for. Now, the other question I wanted to ask you. You said, it's what happens when you send me a text and I screenshot. You said, remind me to tell you about the time we traveled to a holiday destination when I was an emo. Now, do you want to tell us that story? Now, you don't have to. But I was like, I'm just going to keep that one. That was probably 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, number one, tell me about your emo phase.
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't mean to embarrass you. tell us about your emo phase.
Yeah.
So are we talking Green Day?
Are
we talking Green Day? What was the album? American Idiot style?
Oh,
we're talking like... Welcome to the Black Parade style.
Yeah, like the Used.
Yeah.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, right.
Those things. Yeah.
So what, 15?
14.
14, yeah.
Yeah, 14, 15. And I used to wear, obviously I went to a private all-girls school.
Right.
So not a lot of capacity for demonstrating how unique and special you are Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
But on the weekends... Yeah. I used to wear like skirts, like little skirts with massive boots and really dark eyeliner, and I had black hair and...
God.
Yeah.
Any photos of these?
Probably. I'll find some. God,
that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like that's what everybody was doing at the same time.
Right. So, that sounds...
Band t-shirts and...
When I moved back from overseas... Started teaching in Canberra. I didn't know what emo was.
Mm.
It was just everywhere. It was like, oh, yeah, it's emo, that's emo. The girls would be, like you said, with the black, dyeing their hair black and black. And I was like, oh, okay, this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then it was like, wait, Green Day is emo?
Apparently.
What? Anyway, so, yeah, that was your weekend look.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so tell me, you were going on a family trip.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So we went to... Lord Howe Island a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And the planes that go to Lord Howe Island are really small because their runway is very short because the island's very small. So there's a really strict baggage limit on the flight. You should get my mum on this to tell you this story. and so it was a 14 kilogram per person baggage limit because otherwise the plane was going to be too heavy and wouldn't land.
Yeah.
So... I decided that I needed to take to this tropical island my goth boots, like, to the beach.
Yeah, of course.
My knee-high platform goth boots, and they were really heavy. So my parents, because they are beautiful people, sacrificed the items of their own wardrobe so that I could take... my shoes so that we didn't exceed the 14 kilogram per person baggage
Wow. Okay. So did that cause, were you like, how defiant were you about
probably
this?
Probably pretty. I was pretty angry.
You mean you were just a generally angry teenager?
Asshole, yeah. I think. Yeah. I don't think my parents enjoyed that era of parenting.
Right.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, it was that the whole thing of, like, no one understands me. And, you know, my mum and dad are just trying to control my life.
Yeah.
And my school's got so many rules.
That's
and
right.
They're so stupid. And, yeah.
Yeah, when you don't
this
understand.
Plane is so stupid. This is stupid plane.
Weight limits are stupid.
Yeah.
Put limits on. Did anyone suggest you just wear the boots on the plane?
Probably, but then I think I thought I was going to be too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
I bet you this is the exact...
I want to punch myself in
yes,
the face.
I guarantee you this is back. The conversation mm-hmm. that your mum or dad probably said, well, why don't you just wear them on
Some
the plane?
Rational
and
thought.
You said, no, I'll be too hot. And then they just stared at you.
Probably.
Uh-huh, you'll be too hot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
bless them.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you wore them every day on Lord Howard.
I absolutely didn't wear them. Absolutely not.
Did yeah. it? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Is that a reference point? Do they ever bring that up?
Yeah, my mum does
yeah,
often,
right.
actually.
That sounds like something a parent, every time you're going on a trip,
yes.
will be like, don't forget to pack
well,
your enormous
now
heavy boots.
Because you know, we have subsequently been back with
yeah.
Finn a
yeah.
few times now and complaining about how much stuff you need to take with a baby.
Right, right.
And then mum was like, well, you know.
Imagine you have a baby
Could
and then
worse.
You have to remove...
A baby wearing boots.
That is so good.
Yeah.
That is... Yeah, so Emily's identity was in those boots. That's fair enough. I get that.
I just think...
It's annoying and impractical, but I understand completely why you had to take them.
I just... Oh, yeah. Looking back, I just... Yeah, you really just like want to give yourself a good... Shake,
yeah.
Be like, what are you doing?
Well, often, like, that's a discussion, right? Of, like, what would advice would you give your younger self? And certainly at that age, it would have been the same thing. Like, can you just calm down? Like, just relax a little.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax, like, because we tell students that, right? It's going to be fine, but you don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, you're hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
You look around the classroom and so many students are just hanging on to today. Like, one day is, like, the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I think particularly when you're that age and your friendship group is so all-consuming,
yeah.
That's the only thing that matters. Mum and dad can, you know, fuck off.
Yeah.
Basically, when you're 14, you don't care what they think.
Yeah.
And if everybody is acting like that,
yeah,
and everybody is angry and...
Yeah, so angry.
And, you know, like, self-harming and doing all of these... You know, this whole masses of people are doing all of this
it's
stuff
just
and listening
emotional
to this
turmoil.
Music and posting, you know, angry lyrics on MySpace and...
Yeah, no one understands me except this band.
Exactly.
Yeah, this
yeah.
music understands me.
It's so hard. You know, yeah, you can look back and go, that was dumb. That
yeah.
was really dumb. But then at the same time
it's not
you go,
dumb,
it
is
actually
it?
Makes sense because
yeah.
everybody that you know and that everyone you connect with is behaving in that way.
Yeah.
Of course you're not gonna it's impossible when you're 14 to be like, oh, actually I don't think this is a very good idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go off by myself.
This
and
doesn't
do
seem
else.
To be useful to my growth
exactly,
as an individual. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go off by myself and do something else is so rare.
Yeah.
I heard a student say the other day, like, to someone who was talking about their feelings, like, I'm sorry, I don't like I'm dealing with my own stuff at the moment. I just don't have the space for yours.
Oh wow.
And I was like, that is wonderful to say to someone, but you have no self-awareness that the return is possible for anyone else. So they can use that kind of language and be like, no, I'm like, I've got my own things going on. But the reverse can't be true.
Correct.
Like, you need to make space for my drama at all times.
Yeah.
Every day at that age. It's so, so turmoil. But if you have your boots... It's like when you're a baby, when you're like a toddler and you've got your toy. That's all it was. Like, this is me. This is my identity. You need to, I mean, the easy psychoanalysis is you need to make space for me.
It's fascinating though, because there are still kids that dress like that.
Yeah.
And we used to hang out in Groomer Place we used to call it the goon bag. You know,
Silver of course, the thing that looks like a goon bag.
Yeah. And in Glee Park, and we weren't really doing anything dodgy.
No.
Like, we weren't drinking or anything. We were just kind of
hanging out
as a gang of unusual looking people. But it's still, you know, still kids doing it.
Yeah.
You know, we ride through Glee Park with our son, and there's still teenagers doing the exact same thing.
Just hanging out, looking weird.
Yeah.
And saying, look at everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's judging us. but we're together.
Yeah.
We're
frightened. We're just this gang of teenagers that are quite scary and intimidating to probably lots of people.
Yeah, absolutely. They're terrifying.
Yeah.
People are terrified of groups of teenagers.
I find that fascinating because I'm not scared of teenagers.
No.
But that's just because I know, like, I work with lots of teenagers and I know that they're not that scary.
Even when you're like, if you're with your kids and they're swearing at you, just being able to say, excuse me, like, can you not swear, is it almost a superpower to some people. They're like, oh,
yeah,
I would never be able to. What if they did that? And you're like, they are humans.
Yeah.
And you're not shouting at them, you're just saying,
can you not?
Look outside your head
for
a sec, this group.
Yeah.
There's other people, respectfully.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm sure you'll get like, oh, whatever, but it's so rare. I don't know why we think that these groups of teenagers are like, I don't know, they're dressed scarily.
Yeah. And I don't know when that changes, because we went to the Arboretum the other day and we were on the playground and there was this busload of, it must have been kids on school camp. You know how everyone comes to Canberra and does all the sights of Canberra.
Yeah.
They were year six kids.
Oh, yeah.
And year six is such a weird age.
Such a weird age, yeah.
They were like, their behavior, like they were all over the play equipment.
Yeah.
Going wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like little kids.
Yeah.
But then what they were wearing, how they were speaking.
Yeah.
They were really grown up.
Yeah.
And it was this really weird contradiction of like, there are 14 girls trying to fit on this swing next to us, but going, you know, like, fuck this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and she's such a bitch and blah. Like, it was quite disorientating.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a child, but you're also not, and you've got a handbag. But you're a child.
So there are
and you've got a phone, but you're a child.
The year sevens, again, being in a school where there's no year eight, nine, and ten, this is the number one difference, is that year sevens have actually asked if we can have monkey bars put in.
Aww.
Now, you know that within a few months, that, or as soon as we, if we put monkey bars...
Do they have a playground?
Not like play equipment, but there's... Yeah. But you know that if they put monkey bars in, people will want to use them, but...
Not cool.
They're not cool. Mm. And that's baby stuff. That's primary school. Like, how quickly that happens. Mm. Like, we are still old enough where we just want play equipment. But if you put it in there, we'll be like, no one will use it.
Mm.
Or the people who are using it, we're like, why are they using that?
Oh, especially not if you get older kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to happen where they'll be like, no, we don't want to do that. I mean, you even watch it at lunch. Like, what they love to do most of all is play soccer and basketball and run around.
Mm.
But I know, like, within a year or two, you don't want to run around at lunch.
Yeah.
You want to just hang out.
Mm.
Just talk. Like the year sevens run. You see it at a normal high school. They just run during break and have all that energy. And the older kids just sit in their groups and talk or watch other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Any of that. It's a weird age group.
It is.
Just year sevens.
Yeah. Weird.
Anyway, we're going to move on because we're half an hour in. We haven't even got to talking about your son, which is probably by design. Maybe that's what we're learning.
My design or your design?
The older they get, the less we want to talk about
them. Wanted to talk to me about my shoes.
Yes, I did want to talk about your shoes. I stand by that decision. So, your son is about to turn 3.
Yeah.
And I guess the question I've asked you every year is, what's... You came up with the phrase, it's a different difficult, right? Which I love and refer to often. What's the different difficult about a 3-year-old?
This is definitely my favorite age so far.
Right.
But the different difficult is that, so he has so much language.
Yeah.
And he understands so much, but it's really challenging because he understands everything and he can communicate everything, but there's no rational thought.
Right.
And so he can be so specific about what he wants.
Yeah.
Or needs.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. And then the really, really big emotions after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So trying to rationalize with someone who has no capacity for rationalizing. Yeah. It's very much like hanging out with a drunk person all the time.
Huh. I sort of... Please expand on that.
Well,
give us an example of your drunk son.
Well, when we go anywhere with him and, you know... him and another little friend or something, you know, they're They're crashing into each other. They're laughing. They're rolling around on the ground. They're getting up on the tables. They think it's hilarious. You know, you ask them something and they forget 10 seconds later what you've asked them. Like, yeah. It's just trying to shepherd them back to the car. And you're like, oh, look, over here. Oh, look, maybe there's some snacks. Like, just bribery. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all moving them to...
Yeah, it's just like trying to get one drunk person from, you know, the bar to their car, a car or something.
Oh, that's great.
It's just...
just a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, wow. Oh, it's taken us 45 minutes to go a meter because we've got to look at everything and we've got distracted and now we're over here. Yeah.
So what's the big emotions that he struggles with?
Just the big, really big feelings about things that we think are not that big, I guess.
Yeah.
So, for example, he was very tired yesterday and because I said, you know, our floors are getting sanded at the moment. So we are house sitting for our friends and looking after their dog.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got home from childcare yesterday, he was like, Teddy, you're my best friend.
Right.
And then he wanted to give Teddy a big cuddle and Teddy was like, oh, this is too much, and walked away from him, and Finn lost his mind.
Yeah.
Sobbing. Because the dog
walked away from him. Yeah, right.
Because he was being overly zealous in his affection.
God.
But it's just stuff like that. Like when he can't get a toy to work the way that he wants it to.
Yeah.
Or when I tell him he can't have tiny teddies for breakfast. Just, you know.
Yeah. And is it... can you see it coming or does it happen... does it come on very quickly?
Normally we can see it coming. But I think... big thing for me that feels counter to maybe the way I was parented or my kind of natural instinct is to be like, you're okay, you know, what can we do to make the emotion stop?
Yeah.
Right. But you know, just trying to just be like, yeah, I understand, that's really frustrating for you and you're still not getting tiny teddies.
Right.
My natural instinct is to like, just take the tiny teddies. Like, stop crying. Please stop crying.
Yeah.
But
you could throw them at his head. I've heard that works.
Parenting tips from Matt Barry. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I get that. Mm. I mean, that is the push and pull of a lot of parenting that age, right?
Yeah.
And it's a generalization that I've come up with just talking to friends is that a lot of dads that I remember speaking to when we all had kids around that age would be more likely to cave into that and just give them the thing they want to fix it short term. Whereas the mothers, again, very generalized, but the mothers were always thinking long term.
Yeah.
No, we have to make this, this has to be hard and fast. Mm-hmm. And especially when they were younger, I noticed that was like, oh, okay, Justine is thinking long term about all of this stuff. And I'm not, I'm like, let's just give them what they want now and that'll be fine. But so does that just change based on your willpower of the day? Or are you good at holding that steadfastly?
I think Reese is actually better
than
me at that stuff.
Yeah.
I really struggle with not so much the crying.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay. I'm obviously kind of used to it now. Like,
yeah.
I've, you know, kids cry and are noisy, but the volume and the kind of constant noise.
Yes.
And the overstimulation. So it really depends. So if it's, you know, if I'm feeling pretty robust in myself in terms of, like, no, we're not having tiny teddies for breakfast. I'm just saying that as my example because that's what he wanted for breakfast this morning and then was quite sad that he wasn't allowed tiny teddies.
Yeah.
But, if I'm feeling like I can do this, you know, I'm okay where everything's fine and it's like early in the day and very disappointing, but I understand, having that feeling and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be disappointed. But if it's at the tail end of a day when we've been together all day and we're both really tired and I'm kind of...
it's day five of... 5 days
exactly.
Of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm much more likely just to be like, just have the tiny teddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
take all the food from the pantry.
then you won't ever ask me again.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's that age especially, it's constant. The weird thing that happens though is if something bad actually happens and you go, well, this, of course, this would make you upset. And I know this just from, you know, being a parent for this long, is that sometimes like bad things will happen and they will have a big cry about it. And you're like, well, yeah, that is sad. Or yeah, that would make you sad. Or that is disappointing. And you just sit with them in that feeling. Then it would be nice to be like that all the time. But it's not, you can't. Because a lot of times you're like, this is stupid and dumb. So is the goal to try and be like, oh, well, this is how you feel. Like, this is important to you. Like, say when you teach students and they're telling you their drama and you're like, all right, I have to remember this is real for you because it's really boring for me. So, like, how do you deal with that? How do you give them the space, or is it better to try and teach them, like, perspective at three? Do they, has he got any concept of that? Can you see improvements?
I can definitely see improvements in terms of, you know, yeah, he's not particularly rational because he's not even three, but in terms of saying things like, yes, I understand you really want to do X.
Yeah.
We are going to do this first and then you can do that. God. That's easier than it used to be. Stuff like the delaying kind of.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you really want to read this book. We're brushing your teeth and then we'll read that. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Can I just point out again how similar Finn is to Violet?
Mm.
I've got some bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't end. I still do that with Violet. She wants to do this. Yes, but we have to do this first. And she's nearly 16.
Because
it's exactly the same. Yeah. It's exactly, and it's never changed. Mm. It is, all right, yep, but we have to do this thing first. Oh, God, you're taking me back to those days of just where it was constantly that.
Yeah.
Yep, but we've got to do this first, then you get this. Then this happens, then we do that.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. But,
so I think that's definitely easier than it used to be and is pretty like manageable most of the time.
Yeah.
But then what you were saying about, you know, obviously if they fall down and get hurt, it's a lot easier to sympathize or empathize and say that must have hurt.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the time what works for us is kind of just saying it, even though it's like I had to stifle my laughter when he was slumped on the floor crying, going, Teddy, he doesn't want to be my friend.
Yeah.
Like, just, no, of course he doesn't, because you're being insane. Like, the dog is like, what the hell is this? But,
oh, I love it.
You know, saying, kind of repeating back to him, or not even repeating because he's not saying it, but reframing it to him, like, you really wanted to give Teddy a cuddle and he walked away from you. That's really disappointing. That helps me think about it from his perspective and helps me stop laughing because
the laughing doesn't help.
For him, it's really serious. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny. Sometimes.
There is I think when Violet was in year seven, that sort of came back where I was like, I've got to stop stifling because the dramatics of it all was so hilarious. That I would sometimes laugh in her face. She would say something and I'd just laugh because I'm like, that is ridiculous. I've got to get better. I had to get better at doing that. But that was definitely that the knee-high boot stage of her life where you're like, okay, just turn it down a notch. Like, it's not as dramatic. But yeah, at three, as it is at 14 sometimes, you're like, whoa, the emotions, too many. Too many emotions.
So many. And the volume. The volume is a lot. Yeah.
So you said this is like your favorite.
So far.
So far age. Mm-hmm. Is it the most challenging as well? Like,
no.
No? Okay.
No. But I think that probably has a lot to do with me rather than Finn.
Yep.
So my capacity to manage, I think, is improving or has improved. Let's go with is improving because that sounds more like it's going to keep getting better.
Yeah.
I found the first and we talked about this before, 12, 18 months, I was miserable. I hated it.
Yeah.
Like, I, and that's part of the reason I'm, I don't know if I want any more kids, because I don't want to go back to the newborn, small baby time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like spending time with him now, because we can talk and communicate about things and go and do stuff together.
Yeah.
I'm finding that a lot better now than...
More interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a familiar refrain, I think. Mm. People who are like, I don't really like them when they're... Not just their own children, but all children. I don't really like them when they just sit there and they don't do anything.
Yeah. Or
you don't get anything back. I think, again, that weighs heavily on if the whoever the parent is that's home with the child the most. I think that weighs really heavily. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's spoken about is just the... The emotional, how emotionally draining it is, but also the
it's
boredom.
So boring.
Yeah, the boredom of it, and the fact that your brain's not really getting challenged.
Mm.
You're too tired to engage with anything stimulating.
Yeah.
And yet you are hanging out with a baby that's who's a parasite, you know, like just demanding of you in ways that it can't even express. So when they get to a bit older, you're like, oh, okay. I remember Justine saying similar stuff. It's like, you love them. She loves them when they're a baby stage, but
it's different.
When they can start communicating with you.
Yeah. And they're so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when they're not meaning to
does
be.
He's
so funny.
Does he get offended if you laugh at him? All right.
No, because sometimes he's being funny on purpose.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that that's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Although sometimes he... is being completely earnest, and I
and
think it's
fun.
Hilarious.
Yes.
So Reese took him to the dentist for the first time the other day.
Wow.
Which I thought would not go well, but apparently it was actually fine.
Oh, that's good. It's a good dentist.
Yeah, she was great, and let him go in the chair, and it went up and down, and she offered him sunglasses to wear,
right.
And he said, "No, thank you. I already have some at home." I was like, "Oh, that's really cute." But like, you're not allowed to keep the sunglasses.
No, they're not for you to keep. Yeah.
But just that stuff where he's like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a lot more, you know, they're just more human.
Yeah, I took my glasses off the other day to rub my eyes. And he goes, "Mommy, your eyes are so small."
You've got small eyes.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because both our kids were very funny.
Mm.
Violet was performatively funny, wild. I mean, the videos we found fairly recently of her, just like, no wonder we were tired. Just even her singing a song and just grabbing things and moving from chair to chair. Whereas Noelle was just hilarious, even when, again, the earnestness is sometimes hilarious. But sometimes she would say something that was funny and we would laugh, and she would get offended that we were laughing at her. And we still haven't been able to decode what was going on there, because it was so... She would say things that she knew was funny. Violet might have said it and we all laughed, and then she would say it and we'd all laugh, and she'd say it's not funny. So we were like, okay. But so much of what she would say all the time was just adorable and hilarious. And then sometimes that would be like, it's not funny.
I have heard a lot of stuff about like deeply feeling kids.
Deeply feeling kids.
Like kids who feel things really... intensely, and I don't know if that applies.
Alison always says that my kids are intense, and she said, your kids are intense, but they're both different colours, which is a great way to think of it.
Yeah.
Because Violet is like, oh, it's all on the surface.
Yeah.
Here are all my feelings, whereas Noelle has that same kind of intensity, but it's more internal, I think.
Yeah, so, and I was reading something about that, you know, some people call them like highly sensitive kids or deeply feeling kids, and they were... about how some kids get really upset when you praise them, or when like they overhear you praising them to other people,
right?
And it's just that that's too much, like it's too confronting for them. So maybe that's similar, like having people laugh at you / with you is just
she couldn't
a
it was
lot.
Really interesting, like, at that age it would be like you wanted us to laugh,
but then that was too
you
much.
Couldn't maybe at that age you can't decipher what's, like you said, laughing
at or with at. Yeah.
For what purpose?
Yeah.
Whereas Violet would put a bucket on her head and run around hitting it until we laughed at her.
Yeah, Finn's the same.
Yeah, because she knew that would get us laughing. And then if you laughed once, then you were going to hear the same story or the same joke over and over again.
Well, we went again, to the Arboretum. We spend a lot of time at the Arboretum.
It's
lots
a good place.
Lots of open spaces
yes,
to run.
Yes, a lot of good places for
and he,
a hill. Run up and down
yes,
this hill
and
again.
And roll down the hill. Yep. And yeah, we went once and he took his pants off.
Yeah.
And ran around with no pants on,
mm-hmm.
which was hilarious because we're in that stage where, you know, farts are funny,
yeah.
poo is funny,
yeah.
nappies are funny.
I haven't really got out of the poo and farts are funny, but yes.
Taking your pants off is funny.
yeah.
And I think, yeah, we laughed the first time.
Yeah.
And then when we went back recently,
he was like,
with
all right,
other people.
Here's my showstopper.
Yeah.
He's like, this is my no
that,
fail
this
bit.
This is it. Yeah.
Everyone so ready for this?
Pants were off again.
Oh
like,
my God.
yeah.
Yeah, he's already working out. He's already, all right.
Yeah.
He's my A material.
That's right.
Pants off. Far out. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, if I talk about my stinky toots.
Happy days.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Songs, all the songs they make up, all good
yeah.
stuff. So what are you looking forward to in the next year?
Oh, gosh. I think it is just really nice to see his personality come out more.
Yeah.
That he has all these interests that
mm-hmm.
we have not really... It's so fascinating because he is just such a stereotype. Just a boy.
Mm-hmm.
That we haven't really tried to nurture that in
yeah.
any particular way, but he is obsessed with bikes and
mm-hmm.
trucks and things like that. And I guess in the next year, he will learn to ride a bike with pedals.
Yeah, right.
Because he absolutely rips on his little balance bike.
I've seen him go and skid and all that stuff.
At the pump track on Stromlo with all the big kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just with his little balance bike. So I think just kind of getting him into some more
yeah.
activities that he might
yeah,
like.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
That he chooses, not what
yeah.
we think he might yeah enjoy.
Yeah, that's always good. I mean, that takes a while because
mm.
you think, oh, well, that's what you're interested in. I look at Violet. She didn't really do an activity that we didn't choose for her until she was about 10, I think.
Yeah.
And she said, I wanted to play basketball.
Yeah.
And that was the first time because she'd done soccer, she'd
mm-hmm.
done taekwondo, she'd done circus. And they were all like, oh, would well, you want to try this? And she did them. And then you get to a point where you're like, do you want to keep doing this? And
mm.
she said, no.
Mm.
They keep going. They will keep going until you, a lot of times until you... ask them, they will cry on the way there or all that stuff until you actually say, do you want to do this? And you can say no, and that's fine. And that's usually when she would say, no, I don't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
And you go, how long, I wonder how long they've been feeling like this.
Yeah.
And going there and doing all this stuff. But
yeah,
until, yeah, it's hard because until they find what they want to do, because like you said, like, oh, he's really interested in bikes and trucks, but that'll change.
Mm.
We'll talk about that a lot with year seven, like it being 12 and how tricky it is for them to negotiate with their parents, like
yeah.
their actual aging, and how their parents keep buying them stuff that
right.
they know you like this and this is what you like, and they're like,
yeah,
yeah, but I'm growing out of that, I don't
yeah.
like it anymore. But or they argue, their parents argue with them, like, no, you love this, and they're like,
oh.
no, you know, I don't really, and
yeah.
they're like, no, you do, you look at all this and you've always loved this, and that kind of thing sort of changes and shifts really quickly.
Mm.
Or it changes and you're like, oh yeah, they did like that, whatever happened to that obsession? The obsessions come and go pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think the one of the things I like so much about Finn is that the intensity with which he loves everything, that he just
yeah.
is stoked.
Yeah.
Like in the park, you know, at swimming,
yeah,
like just on the bike, like whatever activity
yeah.
you want to do, he's just like fully into it.
Yeah.
Which can be hard work, but he's just the excitement that
yeah.
like, I wish I liked anything as much as you like playing
yeah.
with sticks. Like,
that's right. But then the payoff is, of course,
yeah.
like the dog doesn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And it's the end of his life.
Yeah.
The feelings are big.
Yeah.
Whether they're positive or negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, he started childcare this year.
Yeah.
Which has been really good. I was pretty nervous about it. But that has been really good. Even just as a kind of a sanity check for me to go, okay, other kids are all doing the same thing as him.
Yeah.
And, you know, his educators in his room would be like, no, that's really normal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
none of them listen. Although apparently he listens beautifully to them. But oh, yeah, the parents report, none of them listen to their parents.
Yes,
you know, stuff
exactly
like that,
right,
where
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, it's not just me, and that always makes me feel a lot better.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to remember. You would have known Violet when she was starting kindergarten mm-hmm. and preschool, and how hard and difficult she was.
Yeah.
But all of her teachers were just
yes, I remember,
so
yeah.
complimentary.
She was
so
great at school.
So great
and
at
saved
school.
It
beautiful.
Until she got home.
Yeah. Yeah, so mm-hmm. beautiful and so polite and so loving and all. And considerate, and then she'd get home and be like, act.
Yeah.
Let it out now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, that's good, isn't
yes,
it?
It is nice. I guess you wouldn't want it to be the reverse, would you?
No.
No. But, it is hard work sometimes. But, you know, that his room leader, you know, is telling me about how he likes to help everyone put their shoes on
mm-hmm.
and he's always really concerned if someone falls over and gets hurt that he wants to make sure they're
yeah.
okay and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, and that's kind of the stuff you realise is most important.
Yeah.
Even when they start school and you're like, yeah, and the teachers are trying to tell you about how they're reading, you're like, yeah, are they nice?
Mm.
You know, are they nice to other people?
Yeah.
That's important.
I
prefer that skill first
mm.
beyond... That's something we can work on.
Yeah.
Because they're not nice to us sometimes.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, when... I think last time I was talking about how Finn bit me.
Yeah.
He hasn't bitten me for a while. But, you
know,
sometimes
you're putting
he'll...
him in the car, right? And he bit you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying to strap him in a busy car park and
yeah.
I was really stressed and he... didn't want a bar of it, but you know yeah he hasn't bitten me for a while, but you know he's definitely, you know, hit me
yeah.
in frustration
mm-hmm.
But then the difference I guess at this age now is that, you know, I'll say like, I won't let you hit me, and put him down if I'm holding him and whatever, and just be like, that's not okay, I won't let you hit me, and then he'll kind of think about it and then he'll come back and be like, I'm sorry I hit you.
Yeah, right.
Just that feels like a massive step in
yeah.
terms of whatever is happening in his brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've never said to him, you have to say sorry. Like,
No.
I would never force him to say sorry because that doesn't mean anything to anybody. But,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you for saying sorry. That's really nice.
I think around that age, too, that you realize that some of the consequence, like what you can actually teach them, is the consequence of you behaving that way.
Correct.
Is I don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
And once you can get to that stage,
mm.
that's a, like you said, that's where you're like, oh, you're more of a human now. Still irrational, but once you get them to a stage where you're like, oh no, I'm not taking this away from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you know TV or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
or it's they don't want to be around you at the moment.
Yeah.
And that is a big step of like, oh, okay, it's not, oh, I do this and then someone punishes me and then it's fine. It's
mm.
like, oh, this is a bit more work. Like, the apology isn't enough.
Yeah.
Or you're, you know, and eventually, this is much further down the track, they realize that, oh, you're over it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the other thing is that when they're really intense and they've brought you with them, that afterwards they're like, ah.
Yes.
Love. I'm all about love and relaxation. And you're like, no, I'm still in dealing with the feelings that you made me feel.
Yeah.
And that takes a while too.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will reconvene in a year when you will be nearly 35 with a nearly 4-year-old.
Oh my God.
Well, good luck.
We should bring him next time.
Oh, yeah. He'll be able to have his own voice. And
100%.
Yeah. I don't know. They get very shy. But, I mean...
Yeah.
We'll see what he wants to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
That's it.